spending to hit a record $38 billion. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Topeka now boasts the oldest lioness held in a U.S. zoo. WIBW reports that 22-year-old Asante now holds that honor, following yesterday's announcement of the death of Shira, an African lion at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. The Topeka Zoo has been home to Asante since 2005. With the World Cup just over 1 month away, ticket prices have fallen for dozens of games, including the Algeria versus Austria match in Kansas City. Jason Durbin of Overland Park-based reseller Tickets for Less says FIFA's lottery system has been confusing, and some fans may be rethinking their asking prices.
Some people that got some of the higher rows have decided to go down in their price a little bit. That's created a lot of fluidity with the market, having some of those exact locations out there now.
Durbin advises fans who purchase tickets to high-demand sporting events like the World Cup to buy them from a trusted reseller. In sports, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Detroit Tigers yesterday 5-1. They play their third in the series at 6:20 this evening at Kauffman Stadium. And in college baseball, Emporia State fell to Pittsburgh State in the MIAA Championship yesterday 11-1. The Washburn men's golf team is going to Nationals. They clinched the final spot in the NCAA Regional Tournament yesterday and head to Boulder May 18th. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning. It might clear to partly sunny skies later today. Highs only around 70 degrees with light winds from the northeast. Mostly clear overnight and cold with lows in the mid-40s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs getting up near 80 degrees. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Experts, scholars, and lawmakers are wrestling with if and how AI can be held accountable. Hear that story tomorrow on Morning Edition. Tell your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name. You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
We've got 40 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's just ahead here on KPR. Then I hope you'll stay with us later today on KPR for Prairie Journal. This week on a Prairie Journal, NPR's Scott Simon joins us to talk about the pets in his life and his new book, Ulysses S. Cat.
It's ironic that Ulysses winds up being the title of the book because he did not like me and our family.
Also, the 1979 protest that brought thousands of farmers and their tractors to Washington, D.C. It's the latest episode of Per Aspera, our Kansas history series. Finally, Kara Heitz gives us a sneak peek at a live Per Aspera event coming up May 20th. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the KPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
And our Mother's Day forecast for today, we've got partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny. Highs today only around 70 degrees. It's 56 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this.
This is NPR News.
Compared to Russia and the U.S., China's nuclear arsenal is much smaller, but it has doubled in size in just the last decade. I wanted to find out why.
From the Chinese perspective, they saw the U.S. as more threatening.
Join me, Emily Fang, as I examine China's military modernization ahead of President Trump's visit to Beijing on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, Kansas has dozens of them. Coming up, we're heading to church. Cowboy Church, to be specific. That story and more ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR. Then I hope you'll stay with us on KPR stations. We've got This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR 1. On KPR 2, it's This American Life at 10 o'clock. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Flash Gordon is here to save the universe. It's KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go, Friday night at Lawrence's Liberty Hall. It's a Flash Gordon double feature, a chapter from the 1976 serial, followed by the 1980 big-budget epic. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org, and we'll see you Friday night.
Support for NPR comes from this station, Ways to Learn Tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour and how to grow the best tomatoes. That and much more just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got a mix of clouds. Sun's trying to get out. Highs today only around 70 degrees. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs getting up to around 80 degrees. It's 59 in Atchison, 58 and cloudy in Emporia, 59 degrees here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From Elliott and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. This summer, grow tomatoes worth bragging about wherever you call home.
You only need a 10-gallon can, and you can have that sitting on your back porch.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we wish you luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Coming up, we answer more of your home improvement and DIY questions. Call us at 877-864-7460. That's 877-864-7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
And you're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Morning Fog Bakery and Cafe in Lawrence, offering coffee, food, pastries, and more, all made fresh in-house. Located at 2412 Iowa Street. More at morningfogks.com. When you make a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Some options include stocks, bonds, CDs. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org to learn more about leaving your legacy at Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is and we can answer your question next time. Coming up, comedian Tom Papa shows you his old house.
If you go down the hallway, it's filled with pictures of all of the grandkids at different stages of being at that house.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour, then stay with us for Prairie Journal. NPR's Scott Simon joins us to talk about the pets in his life and his new book, Ulysses S. Cat and Other Animals I Have Known.
It's ironic that Ulysses winds up being the title of the book because he did not like me and our family.
That's NPR's Scott Simon on Prairie Journal. Also, the 1979 protest that brought thousands of farmers and their tractors to Washington, D.C. It's the latest episode of Per Aspera, our Kansas history series. That's on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by True Green. With more than 200 branches nationwide, is supported by the Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting the 2026 induction ceremony, featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org. Coming up next, it's Prairie Journal on KPR. The time is 11 o'clock. If you listen to Kansas Public Radio on
Food Less Traveled Whatever. Our theme music was created by Rick Clock of Baldwin City, Kansas. For Rex Buchanan, I'm Jay Schaefer, encouraging you to take the off-ramp and explore Kansas.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails, Inc., partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
The interviews, along with exhibit materials and photographs, are available on the Kinsley Library website. We'll include a direct link on this podcast episode webpage. Portions of these oral histories will also appear in a forthcoming issue of the Kansas History Journal, so definitely be on the lookout for that. While researching this episode, I was struck by how little documentation exists on Tractorcade in Kansas compared to other protest movements. Projects like the one in Kinsley show the importance of local libraries and historical societies in preserving these stories. So consider getting involved with your local library or historical society and see what stories in your own community, like Tractorcade, might still be waiting to be preserved.
Kara Heitz is the producer of Paraspora from the Kansas 250 Commission. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join Kara and me for a live audio presentation of Paraspora on May 20th. Find out more at lawrenceartcenter.org or watkinsmuseum.org. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Today on 105 Live, Terry Quinn and the Coyotes are our in-studio guests. That and much more just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll join us Friday night for KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go. It's All Flash Gordon. He began in the comics, but soon landed on the screen. We'll see Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial and the 1980 reboot with music by Queen. That's 7 o'clock Friday evening at Liberty Hall. KPR's Cinema A-Go-Go is made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Our forecast still calls for partly sunny skies, but it's still pretty cloudy out there right now and cool. Highs today only around 70 degrees. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, with highs getting up to around 80 degrees. It's 63 in Lawrence, 65 in Manhattan, 64 in Topeka. This is KPR.